00:02 Thursday night. There's nobody listening, but I'm saying the shiur anyway. We're in Shaar HaKniyah, Perek Hey, Shiur Hey, the fifth shiur in Shaar HaKniyah, page Resh Beis. V'Hashishi, the sixth concept that he should always keep in mind, is Kasha Yikra Sefer Hashem, when he reads Tanakh. The translation of Ibn Timon says Beferish Tanakh, when he reads the Dvar Hashem from the Nevi'im, in other words, the Yireh, and he sees Godel Onesh Hashem, and he sees how seriously the Avera of Gaiva is taken. In other words, the sixth thing to keep in mind to develop Kniyah is to see, you learn the Sifrei HaNevi'im, who are giving Muther to Klal Yisrael, to every imaginable Avera that would come up, the Gimel Chamuros, stealing, murder, and if you pay attention, you see that there is an emphasis put on Gaiva. And the truth is, right, if you learn Gra and Mishle and other sources, so Gaiva is the root and the Shairish of many, many, many Averas. All the Svarim bring down that Gaiva is the Shairish for Taiva, really. You want to, in a certain sense, you want to fulfill your desires, and the whole idea that, you know, anything, you learn Parsha Shlach last week. So if you learn Chazal, it was Gaiva that they wanted to maintain their positions, they didn't want to give up their positions. Korach was motivated by Gaiva, and that leads to, even the Pasuk, what does it say? V'rom levavecha, v'rom levavecha, v'shachachto es Hashem Elokecha. So Korach started off with Gaiva, with Gaiva, Kina call it, that's the same Tenua, with the Sherish being Gaiva, and they ended up being Kaifer in Torah and Hashemayim. So it all, right, and that's why Chazal speak, right, Tovas Hashem called Valev, Einami V'hu Yechoy L'modur, B'modur Agad, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, the polar opposite, the most perfect person, so that's on of Ma'od. So when you read, if you read and pay attention to the Divrei Nevi'im, you see the importance of Kniyah. You see where Gaiva could lead you to. V'yira Godel Onesh Hashem V'iyumov, and his warnings of punishment, Al Balei HaHasnasus V'HaHaspirus, V'Godel Hashgachoso, and how he's Mashgiach over and protects and takes care of Nichnoim Uboanovim. So Yikona V'Yashpel Atzmo. So when you read the Svarim, it's Musa Svarim. It's not just you're learning Yeshayah Anovim. Oh, I learned Yeshayah. I can even make a siyum on it. The messages of the Nevi'im are messages, as the Gemara Megillah says, very famous Gemara, they're messages to us, B'chol Dor V'Dor. That's why their Nevuah was written and made part of Tanakh. So when a person realizes, it's speaking to him. So when a person realizes the centrality of Midas HaKniyah, especially the way the Chavis, I don't know, especially maybe because of the way the Chavis Halvada sees Kniyah, and that is really merely the recognition that L'cha Hashem HaGadula, Avura, everything comes from Hashem. Ki miyotcha kol, v'yotcha nitanu kol. And anything, so then you act differently, and you relate to others differently, and you always, should we say, you're not over v'shachachta, rambo v'vecha, v'shachachta s'Hashem alokecha. So you always remember. So you're always in touch with being an Eved Hashem. Yikona v'yashpel atzmo, ka'omro banshi agavus v'agaiva. Then he goes through a few psukim. Einei gavus ha'odom shofel will be brought down. V'shach rumanoshim, and the hisnasus of people will be made to bend over. V'niskav Hashem levado b'yomahu, ki yom Hashem tzvokos al kolgeo v'rom v'al kol nisu v'shofel. Hashem moloch geyus lovesh. Hashem could have gava. In Hashem it's not a chisaron. Gava gaiva by a person, I don't know if it would be a chisaron, if it would be true. The point is, it's inappropriate. That's why it's called toeva. You know, it's called toeva. It's called enanivuhu yichayim loder b'mokam echad. It doesn't make sense for a person to be a bal gaiva. So mamela he's toeva, mamela he's obnoxious. He's sonui, and it brings to all sorts of avedas because he doesn't really see reality. He's not really in touch with reality. So he can go do avodah zarah, and he can go get insulted, and he can go. He can end up doing all sorts of things because he's not in touch with reality. But Hashem, what does it mean, gaiva? Hashem, awareness of what the reality is not gaiva. So Hashem Moloch Geus Lavish Lavish. Hashem Taka controls everything. Hashem is the reason for everything. The whole world is centered around Hashem. So Veniskar Hashem Levado Beyomahu. But only about Hashem could it be said that God. The truth is B'chol Makom Shatuvim Say Gedulah So Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Shalmo Tomot Say And V'Sonu So. That Hashem, you have to understand what it means there. And the son who sow there is the way Hashem treats Shvelim. The way Hashem, right, Vestakol Shval Ruach, Lachios Ruach Shvalim, Lachios Leim Nitkoyim. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gaiva, but that's the pshat. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gaiva, so to speak, is real, it's just a reflection of reality, so part of that reality is that Hashem looks and deals with Bnei Adam who are shveling. So, and there's no difference between the biggest Asher and Vestakol Shval Ruach. Lachios Ruach Shvalim Echelos Leim Nitkoim. That's part of Hashem's being native. So, V'nizkar Hashem Levado B'yom Ahu. Hashem, you could say Hashem Moloch Keos Lavesh Lavesh, because it's just a reflection of reality, and Memele, it doesn't impact in Chalila in anything that's not appropriate, that's not toiv, that's not native. V'omar b'shtei akitos, and the pasuk says regarding these two groupings, ma'odeh anovim Hashem, mashpil v'shalom adayoretz. We say that every day, in case you're frantically trying to remember where it's from. Right? It's from the Halalukos. And the two polar opposites in the Pasuk is Anovim and Rishon. That's what the Chavis Al-Bavis wants to bring out. Also, Ma'odin Anovim Hashem. I guess he's also bringing out what he just said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha and protection, and he takes care of specifically Anovim. Hashem lights Anovim. As much as he finds Bali Gaiva repulsive and obnoxious, so the opposite is by Anovim, Mashbul Sharma Deyoritz. Right, we say in Davening, Mashbul Geim Magbi Ashvolim. Everybody's trying to frantically, trying to remember. Oh yeah, it's a Shachar, Shachar Shmanesra. V'omar Kirom Hashem, V'shofal Yira. Hashem is wrong, but he looks kindly on Shofal. Because everyone's shuffled Bnei Hashem. So anybody that is self-centered, anybody that feels that he or she, anybody that feels that they are the source of anything that they've accomplished, that's already, you're bumping into Hashem. V'omar kirom Hashem v'shuffle yireh, v'omar panovim panovim yirshu oretz, the sangu al rov shalom. Hashem looks kindly upon people who reflect reality and are aware that everything's from Hashem. What Kniya ends up being, according to the Chavis Halvavis, is a fulfillment of Shivisi, a fulfillment of being aware of being Makatov, of being aware that everything's from Hashem. It's just another angle in the fulfillment of being aware of Hashem's hatava to us, and how we don't really, we're not in charge of our destiny. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a native and looks after us.
That's all. So that's what kniya is a result of properly thinking about all these thoughts. They're just marshaled together in Shara HaKniya. If you want to make if you wanted to develop the Midas HaKniya, and you wanted to make a workshop out of it, like what should you work on? You wanted to have a booklet with a workshop, do step A, step B, this week we're working on this week we're working on that. You want to make a workshop, so you follow the Chavis HaLavavos. That's what the Chavis HaLavavos is written, like workshops. The whole Chavis HaLavavos. Because he's always making lists, and he's always giving you steps, and he's very, very analytical and methodical and mathematical and basudar. And so you could take the Chavis HaLavavos and say, week one we're going to do this, and week two we're going to do this, and week three we're going to do this, and that's going to lead us to Kniya. And that's how the Chavis HaLavavos is structured in such a way. So really, if somebody wants to make a life's work out of this, it would be extremely beneficial. It'd be Mazakir Ailam. Take the Chavis HaLavavos. You could start off with anything. Start off with Shara Bechina. I would start off with Shara Bitachon. I would suggest starting with that. And make a workshop. Make workshops. Make what they call workshops. Workbook, lesson one, lesson two, lesson three. Think about this in the street when you're walking in the street this week. Think about this for 5 minutes a day. Do that. It's all in the Chavis HaLavavos, and he puts it in order, and that's why he's always making lists. Okay, there's six of this, and there's five of that, and there's four of that, and there's three of that, and this has two subsets to number three, and number one has seven parts to it. So. You could do that. So that's what he did in Shara HaKniya, and really, Chavis HaLavavos, you could feel it was boring. It's all, it's the same ideas over and over. But, I got news for you. Life is the same ideas over and over. Life is not that complicated. Ratzon Hashem, Hashem. Chavis HaLavavos starts off Hashem's a mative, and you have to recognize and be maketoyv to Hashem, and that's the basis of our avoda, and therefore you can't be, and then everything you can, and therefore you can't be a malgaiva, and therefore you're going to have bitachon, because you're going to work on realizing what Hashem is, omniscience and omnipotence, and Hashem's this and Hashem's that, so of course you're going to have bitachon, and then shar avodas avokim, it's all, but and then you say it's boring. Then nobody does it, right? So it's like the Masil Sisharim captured it best in his Hakdama, that if you don't pound it into people's heads, like the signs election time, if you don't pound into people's heads to vote for this one, so then they just goes over their head. So if it's boring, it's my fault. But what does Shara HaKniya do? He really just marshals together the reasons why you should always be aware of Hashem and be aware that everything is from Hashem. And it's really, everything else is just different ways of zustelling your life to that and different parts of your life. Okay. So, if anybody wants to make a workbook, workshops, I offer the ladies that they should do it. Ladies are good for that. By Shara Bitochen Shir. All two ladies. No, just kidding. All three ladies. And I told them they should make workshops. And the Chavis HaLavavos hands you the material. You basically just have to translate it, because he's always making lists and he's giving you, he's telling you what to do next. And one thing leads to another. The Chavis HaLavavos was a Rishon, came out a century before Rashi. You're talking about an early Kadmon. And he structured it in a way that A leads to B and B leads to C and C. It's very musudar in the development of a person. It's not haphazard. It's not arbitrary. He knew what a person is. And he says, this is the way to go. Do this and then this and then that. And you're going to get there. I followed it pretty much. I started with Shara Bitachon when I first came to the shul, because I felt that's like emergency surgery. Sometimes you can't go in order. I still feel, I would do it again today. Shaar Bitachon is emergency surgery. You need that every day immediately. You have to be oxygen. You have to be Bitachon. Then we went back to Shaar Avodas Elokim. Right? And why didn't I go back to Shaar HaBechina? I don't know. That's a good question. I don't have an answer for you. I urge you to read science books and biology books. I tell people, go read nature books. That's what Shaar HaBechina is. Shaar HaBechina, go read a biology book. That's Shaar HaBechina. I recommended these books by this guy in England, Tuvia Cohn, what's his name? Our wondrous world, our amazing world, our fantastic world. He has a series of 3-4 books. But the truth is, now they have for kids, I told you. The stores are full of encyclopedia and science books for Haredi kids. There's like so many different ones. You can read that. It's on a level I understand it. Yeah. So you read that. And that's Shaar HaBechina. That's what it is. For Omar, Yain Moshe Hashem, Osi Levasar Anovim, Shlachani Lachvos, Lenishpere Lev, Likro Lushvuyim Dror, Velasurim Pekachkoach, Likosh Nasrotim, Vashem Vyom Nokom. Okay. You know, if we would know Nach, we would appreciate what the Chayyus Aldovus is saying. He's saying that it's definitely a theme in Nach is Hashem, the way Hashem looks at Bali Gaiva, and the way He looks at Anovi. The Yom Hakichol Ma Rom V'Niso Shochinat B'Kodosh Mo Morim B'Kodosh Eshkon V'Estakol Shval Ruach. Shval Ruach Hashem is with. So he's learning Shval Ruach. Doesn't mean it's a brach on a person because of circumstances. He's learning Shval Ruach is an onov, someone that develops the anova. V'omar lefnei shever go'o. Right? The truth is, if you follow history, or if you learn Nach, it's not just that the Bali Gaiva get punished, but there's really a pattern that it's their Gaiva that ends up tripping them up. Haman, let's take the story of Purim. Haman was tripped up because of his gaiva, right? Vayivas bein of lishlach yod Mordechai levado. What brought Haman down till he was swinging from a tree? Because vayivas bein of, first of all, everybody had to bow down to him. He could have been the prime minister. No, but he had to have everybody bow down to him. Then there was one person that didn't bow down to him, and he couldn't live with it. Not only couldn't he live with it, but he's going to get back at that person's whole nation. And then Hashem, like, you know, he gets invited to the Suda, and he's like really riding high, and he starts to, you know, play with thoughts about overthrowing Achashverosh, and he comes to the Suda, and Lemi, this is all Gaiva. You have to read the Megillah. He says, Lemi, Yachvot Samelech, Lassus Yikur Yosur Mimani. And that was it. That was the downhill slide. Started from that. That's Lefnei Shever Gaon. The big Gemilla says, you know, Kennedy became president because Hashem wanted him shot. Right? I'm praying that there's another person that might become president that should, I don't know if he should get shot, but I'm hoping that there's no Chilul Hashem. So I leave to the imagination what should happen to him. I don't know. There's a tremendous Chilul Hashem. We have to pray to Hashem to avoid Chilul Hashem. And so I'm hoping he doesn't become president. We have till July 15th, I think. No? Anybody know? When do we have until? We have to daven that this Chilul Hashem doesn't happen. And if it happens, so you have to read the Rashi, Mishalim el Sonov el Ponov Lahavido, that he did do some good things in the past. So Hashem's giving him some schar, so that he should not have any schar in Olam Haba. Because he's a Rasha, and a terrible Rasha. He became, I don't know if he always was, I don't know. I don't care, doesn't matter. So Lefnei Shever Ga'on. So the Ga'on brings about the Shever. So that's why Haman, and you have others that, I don't know history so well, but if you, so many times it's the gaiva of Hitler, Yimach Shmo, even that pressed him to, you know, to wage the war in a certain way and not to take care and then to attack Russia. Like, it's all Gaiva. That's Lufnei Shever Ga'on. Lufnei Chishalon Govar Ruach. So, what he means by bringing down these Psukim, the Chavis Halvavis, is that it's not just that Hashem punishes the Baal Gaiva, but Hashem maneuvers, and in the world it's set up that it's the Gaiva that brings down the person. As we see so many times. And if you look in Nach, that's what you see again and again and again and again. And probably, if you know history, examples, it's also like they don't want to listen, they think they know better. It's that feeling of either entitlement or the feeling of superiority. They don't have to listen to advice and they can just barge ahead, and they have this feeling they're inconquerable. And the whole, like how long, you know, they think they're on top of the world, and next thing you know, they're on the bottom of the world. But they're brought down by their gaiva. It happens time and time again. Vahashvi, number 7, is the way to develop kniya is to realize the temporariness of anything you see people on top. And in a couple of months, or maybe years, how long? Napoleon, I don't know, how long was Napoleon on top of the world already? Not too long. Or Alexander the Great, all these people, or empires, how long do they rule already for? So you think they're invincible? Kashayira, when a person sees and realizes his hapchus matzavei habrios ba'olam, how things turn around very, very quickly. And someone that was a knacker yesterday, now nobody knows from him, nobody knows his name. Umihirus, Hisparkus, Hamamlochos, the swiftness with which empires fall, the Hamem Shalos, Bo, there's no permanence. When Rome was in its heyday, so they thought Rome was invincible, or Greece, or Russia, more modern, they ruled everything. And the big people, the Caesars, thought they were invincible. They usually ended up being assassinated. Right? Today you're on top, tomorrow on the bottom. It's all, you see how transient. When you reflect on the transience of what seems to be gedula, so you become michna very, it's a humbling thought. That's what the Chavis Halvavis is saying. That's what these 7 things were. Things that bring you the day kniya. It's a humbling thought when you realize the temporariness of the gedula in the world, and think of empires and how long did they last already in the whole scheme of things, and think of people who were b'shiha hatzlocha, they were on top of the world, so for a year, for 2 years, for 4 years, then the opinion polls, right, very quickly. All of a sudden, everybody, all the sharks go at you. So when you reflect upon that, when you reflect upon how quickly things change, you will develop midas hakniya. You'll realize, what will you realize? You'll realize that it's all transient, that it's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gaiva is very chitzainiyastik. It only looks like the person's in charge. And like he said before, the smallest thing can bring him down. The soifa kol al hamavis, and if that doesn't work, so soifa kol al hamavis. That was one of the 7 things to push it, reflect on yom hamavis. But here, he's saying it as a way you want to think about these imposing looking empires or people seem so chashuv. So it says, if you can't imagine that they'll be brought down, as has happened to so many countless empires and people. So, sofa kol el hamoves. And where will he be then? Ka'amro, kason, lish'ol, shatu, moves, yirin. It's like, we say sheep being led to the slaughter. That's the imagery here in Tilden. But here, the expression means that they don't fight back. Here, the pasuk in Tilden is saying it's like sheep being led to the slaughter. And they're having a good time. They're eating grass, and they're They're laughing, they're balanced. You know, they're having a good time, they're having a ball. Not a care in the world, they're very carefree. And then being led to the slaughter. That's his, the imagery here of the Pasuk in Tehillim. The sofa called El Hamodas. So how long is life? So, Ozikana, Velo Tazuach died to be Be'ulim in Yoni Olam Hazeh. So you realize the temporariness of everything, the fleetingness of everything, the fact that you're not really in control, and you see the biggest empires are brought down by the smallest things. V'lo yishoyin belibo, so you won't rely al shum dover mimenu. So you won't rely on the Bali Gaiva, you won't think they can really help you, and you won't be nimshach after them. Ka'omro, and now he really goes into bitachon, and he says, realizing this will prevent you having bitachon, the wrong bitachon, will prevent you having trust in these things, in these temporary reeds. Ka'omro asher geber shasom Hashem iftacho v'lo fono el rehovim. So I think what the Chagos HaLavos is saying, Rehovim is a hard word to translate. It's translated by different Mepharshim in different ways. But one of the translations is Bali Gaiva, that Rav is a Bali Gaiva. So I suspect that the Chagos HaLavos here is going with that taich. So that's his point. And that fits in with this paragraph. Asher Yegever Shasom Hashem Iftacho V'lo Fono Rehovim the Bali Gaiva, because you see they're brought down and things change very quickly. And how long is he going to be in power for? And people lose their fortunes and they are rendered powerless. And if don't fall into the trap of being somich on them. And that's the pasuk in Yirmiyo. Asher Yegever V'lo Fono Rehovim V'chashelo Tisroken Machshev Asahodom. If you remember the first, I don't have those pages there. How did the parak start off? That you should constantly think about these things. What was those laws in the first two lines? Hasmodoso, something like that. No? Hasmodas, he says, you have to always think about these things. We very rarely think about them. We learn about them and we say, I don't have to sit here learning this. I know this already. It's true. But the Chagos HaLavos speaks out in the beginning of the parak that he wants you to think about these things, because then it becomes real. Like we had this whole number five was how great Hashem is. And he talked about how great the moon is and how great the sun is. And if all the people in the world would gather together in one state, like you would be so taken aback, you would be totally in the spoil from this mass of humanity. But then the globe would be much bigger than that. They wouldn't fill up the whole globe if they all got together and stood like this, and you had millions and billions of people. They wouldn't take up the whole globe. So the globe, and then the moon is bigger than the globe, and then the sun, and right, and then he wants you to think about Hashem, right? And he wants you to think about that, and then he wants you to think about Nevi'im, Tanom and Amoroyim, then he wants you to think about Nevi'im, and then he wants you to think about Malachim. And you say, well, I don't have to think about Hashem. Hashem is like the greatest, like Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. But he wants you to think about it, and you'll see, if we would all follow the Chavis HaLavos's number five, and try to think about the godless Hashem, not by singing an Uncle Moshe song, how Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. But we would think about it the way the Chavis HaLavos wants us to. We would think about, like, spend a couple of minutes trying to be Mitzayer, the Kedusha and the holiness and the perfection of an Amora and a Tana, right? I'm concentrating on that because I, you know, when we're learning that, I know that probably most people feel like, Hashem. Hashem is Hashem. Chavis says, no. Think about the Amoron. Think about the Tanoim. And think about the Nevi'im. And think about the Malachim. And then think about Hashem. And he wants you to think. And then you'll see that the next time you want to talk Lashon Hara, or the next time you want to waste your time, you're going to feel differently. Because if Hashem's an Uncle Moshe song, so you know, okay, you know, you can still go on with your life. It doesn't really affect your life too much. But if you think, that's what the Chagos HaLavos is, a workshop. Spend a week trying to be Mitzayer how holy an Amora was. Read some Svarim, read how they could be B'chayim Mason, read about their tzitkas, about their perfection, how they had Ruach HaKodesh about this, and that, you know, and then spend another week. Because all this has time, your whole life. Think about the Tanoim. So that's what he's saying here. He wants you to, that's why he started off the Perek. He knows that you know the whole Perek. You know, he says, you have to think. So when are you going to think? We don't have time to think. We're too busy using time-saving devices. So we don't have time to think. It's true, it's a problem. It's a problem. Instead of taking the car, maybe, walk. And maybe you don't have to concentrate on your driving. And you're not going to turn on the radio or the tape. So don't take a Walkman, except if you're listening to the MP3 share of Chavis Lavovus. And take a walk and think about what he wants you to think about. And that's the only way it's going to work. He says, V'chasher lo tisroke, and when you don't stop thinking about this, and you turn it over in your mind, and you contemplate it, then you're going to be a nichna. You'll become an anav. You'll develop this fantastic, wonderful, important midah that is so basic and is so important and is so necessary for a person to thereby develop being an Eved Hashem. Okay, stop here.